Well, good evening. If you don't know me, I'm Carter, and I'm from Nashville. And I'm going to be reading from you to you from Ephesians chapter 4. I'll be starting in verse 20 and going through verse 30, if you want to follow along. Verse 20 says, "But you have not so learned Christ, if indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning your former conduct the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man which was created according to God in the true righteousness and holiness. Therefore, putting away lying, let each one of you speak truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath, nor give place to the devil. Let him who stole steal no longer, but rather let him labor, working with his hands what is good, that he may have something to give him who has need. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption." And my assigned verse that we just read was chapter 25, which I'll read for you again. It says, "Therefore, putting away lying, let each one of you speak the truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another." As we enter the new life in Christ, we enter into a new community and a new culture that has a particular way of living with one another. And it's this new life with God's people that this entire text in Ephesians is describing to us. That is more detail what the author meant in the earlier instruction to put away the former way of life, which is in verse 22. And the verse assigned to me means that this new life requires us to relinquish what is false and to commit to speak the truth to one another. Albert Barnes described lying as the universal vice of the heathen world. Lying is anything that is less than the 100% truth, and it's a very destructive habit. The Greek word for lying is pseudo, and it means false or that which is not truth. This is where we get the word pseudonym, which means a false name that isn't our own, like Clark Kent for Superman. I had to include that. Paul is teaching here that we have to elevate our speech to the point that our word becomes our sacred bond. Once we make a statement, then, as a follower of Christ, we have to honor our word no matter the circumstances. And while members of the world are often found in lies or misstatements or exaggerations or falsehoods, a Christian has elevated his speech to only be truthful with his neighbor. Again, our word is our sacred bond. One of the reasons that Paul encourages us to keep our word is because of who we mirror in our lives. In John 8:44, we can read the devil being described as the father of lies. The devil is the originator of all lies, and when we lie, we are acting just like him. We are never more like him than when we are telling a lie, and we are never more unlike Jesus Christ than when we aren't telling the truth. Think about this for a minute. Lying is the sin that started it all. What's the very first thing you see the devil doing in the Bible? In Genesis chapter 3, verse 1, the very first act that we see him doing is slandering the truth of God. This shows the opposite natures of God and Satan. We're choosing who we follow when we tell a lie or when we tell the truth. 1 Peter 2:22 describes Jesus saying, "Who committed no sin, nor was deceit found in his mouth." As children of God, we are to reflect his character, and we know that God doesn't lie to us. In Colossians chapter 3, verses 9 through 10, it says, "Do not lie to one another, since you laid aside the old self with its evil practices, and have put on the new self, who is being renewed to a true knowledge according to the image of the one who created him." This is why the scriptures stress so much that God hates lying. In Revelation 22, verses 14 through 15, God lists lying right up there with some of the most serious trespasses that you can commit. The verse says, "Blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter through the gates into the city. But outside are dogs and sorcerers and sexually immoral and murderers and idolaters and whoever loves and practices a lie." You see, God is putting those who practice lying on the same level as those who murder and worship false idols, and that's about as serious as it can get. Proverbs chapter 6, verses 16 through 19 says, "These things the Lord hates. Yes, seven are an abomination to him: a proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that are swift to run to evil, a false witness who speaks lies, and one who sows discord among brethren." And notice how lying was mentioned twice in that verse. That's very interesting. again in Revelation chapter 21, verse 8, but the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. So Paul is admonishing all Christians to elevate their speech, and the people out in the world will lie over the most insignificant things and not even bat an eyelash. But we are a member of God's family. And the second part of our verse says, for we are members of one another. The Greek translation for the word members, which I will not try to pronounce, it means a bodily organ, limb, or member of a certain affinity, a limb or part of the body, end quote. And this means that we are all connected and we are part of one body. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 25 through 27 says, there should be no divisions in the body, but that the members should have the same care for one another. And if one member suffers, all the members should suffer with it. If one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now you are Christ's body and individually members of it. In our physical bodies, all the different organs cooperate and work together for our well-being and our very survival. If they don't all work together, it would cause complete chaos in our physical bodies. If members of the spiritual body start lying to each other, it could cause the same kind of serious damage to the body as a whole. We all work together to further this kingdom and grow this colony. And we all have our specific jobs and responsibilities while we're here, but we have to work together as one to make it happen. We can't be misleading our sisters and brothers on certain things and then turn around and tell them things of spiritual truth and encouragement in the same breath. It doesn't work like that. Deceit is a spiritual disease that keeps the body from functioning at its best. We need to be completely rid of it. There are unfortunately three ways that you can lie. In your speech, anytime you say something that's not 100% true, it's a lie. Exaggerations, slander, guile are all examples of how you can lie to others in your speech. And remember, a Christian's speech is his sacred word. In your actions, anytime you tell someone that you're going to do something or not do something and you don't do it, we all know that's a lie. And a good example of this is your marriage vows. You stand up before your friends and your family in the church, and you tell them that you're going to commit to your spouse for the rest of your life. But many don't really back the statement up with their actions, and this makes them liars. Christians have to be people who honor their word. Did you know that you can lie financially? We give our word in a document to pay back a debt, and we make agreements to pay someone what we owe, but is it not a lie when we break that agreement? Is it not a lie when we don't honor our financial obligations? I understand now that our government even allows a person today to declare bankruptcy and to get out of all their debts, but while the laws of this land may allow it, the laws of God do not. We lie financially when we don't honor what we owe to somebody. A Christian has to honor his word in every way. And in conclusion to all this, nothing good comes from lying. We may have a momentary escape from something we don't want to confront or admit or realize, but it really just hurts us and others more than it does do any good. And I'm going to leave you with John chapter 8, verse 32. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Don't ever be the one to give up the truth. As brothers and sisters, there should be no reason for us to lie to each other. Never give up the truth and always stand together. Thank you very much.